Chapter 24. Treat your body as a temple. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Paul, 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. First, what does it mean to think of your body as a temple of the Holy Spirit? Let's go back to the time when it was written. Commentators believe that the letter to the Corinthians was written in approximately 55 AD. As Paul was writing, I can imagine he was thinking of the splendor and grandeur of Herod's temple in Jerusalem, which was still standing at that time. Having seen a scaled-down version of that temple when I visited Jerusalem, I can only wonder at what a spectacle it must have been. It was there that the Hebrews went to worship God. It was a magnificent edifice, huge in its construction. When Jesus died, was resurrected, and finally ascended to heaven, he left his Holy Spirit indwelling in us. This is detailed in the book of Acts 2:38. There, Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." To have that Spirit of God within us means that it is in our bodies, temples, in which God resides. If we really took that to heart, would we do a better job of caring for our bodies? Let's imagine for a moment that a friend has given you the care of a thoroughbred racehorse worth millions of dollars. Would you keep that horse up late at night with caffeine, feed it junk food, and never exercise it? Of course you would not. You would care for it better than yourself. Why is it then that we have so much trouble caring for ourselves? The CDC states that 90% of the nation's $3.5 trillion in annual health care expenditures are for people with chronic and mental health conditions. Those chronic conditions are listed as heart disease and stroke, cancer, diabetes, obesity, arthritis, Alzheimer's, and even tooth decay. Although heredity plays a factor, some of these are lifestyle choices and therefore preventable. Using the word temple as an acronym, let us consider how we might be able to use our bodies as a temple. T, take supplements. E, eat right. M, maintain a healthy weight. P, prepare your mind. L, leave time for rest. E, exercise. Let's start with the T, for take supplements. Reversing its previous position against vitamins in 2002, the Journal of American Medicine said that all Americans should take a multivitamin, multimineral. Why is this? Most people do not consume an optimal amount of all vitamins by diet alone. In a phytonutrient report commissioned by the Nutrilite Health Institute, it states, a majority of adults worldwide fail to consume the minimum quantity of fruits and vegetables recommended by the World Health Organization. Most would have to at least double their current consumption to meet the minimum global recommendation. Obstacles to eating fruits and vegetables may include busy lives, cost, and seasonal and geographical availability. As a society, we are enamored with fast food and doing everything on the go. In addition, even the healthy food that we eat is not as nutrient-rich as it was even 50 years ago. Farming practices are not what they were, and there's been a gradual loss of topsoil. When I was growing up in the late 50s and early 60s, topsoil was about 21 inches. Today, that topsoil is only 7 inches. This is greatly reducing the amount of nutrients in the soil. We're also getting produce from all over the world. That product is picked ahead of optimal nutrient time and preserved. When it finally reaches our kitchens, some of the nutrition is gone. All this is to say that you should take a multivitamin. There are so many. How do you choose? Vitamins are not regulated by the FDA, so choose one from a reputable manufacturer who has secured independent testing. Since you're trying to supplement what you do not eat, the most important thing to consider is that it is plant-based and came from a wide variety of plants. The manufacturer should also give you a money-back guarantee. For more information, there is an excellent book called The Secrets of Supplement by Gloria Askew and Jerry Paquette. The E in Temple stands for Eat Right. We hear this all the time, but what does it really mean? Most of us know what healthy food is. We just struggle with choosing healthy food. Why is that? To me, the simplest explanation is convenience. When we are hungry, we don't always make the best choices. Whatever you can find fast to stuff in your mouth is what usually happens. That means we need to food prep healthy foods so that when we are hungry, we reach for those. The Harvard School of Medicine has a great chart of a plate. The plate is divided into four segments, with whole grains being 25%, lean protein 25%, vegetables 35%, and fruits 15%. I love it because it is very visual. Outside the plate are suggestions on drinking water and healthy oils. Dairy is limited to 1 to 2 servings per day. It is a great guide to healthy eating. You can also find great information on healthy eating and recipes on their website. A remarkably simple way to make certain you are getting a wide variety of fruits and vegetables is to eat by color. Try to eat 2 of every color each day. 2 reds, 2 purple blues, 2 orange yellows, 2 whites, and 2 greens. That will give you a wide variety of phytonutrients. Phytonutrients are those nutrients which give the plant, fruit, or vegetable its color and nutrition. It just makes good sense to eat as wide a variety as possible to get the most diverse benefits. Keep a list of what you eat in a week and note the color or colors that you are not good at eating. Those would be what you need to supplement. The M in Temple stands for maintain a healthy weight. In 2016, CBS reported the following statistics from the Center for Disease Control. The average weight of men in the United States rose from 181 pounds to 196 pounds between 1988 and 1994 and 2011 and 2014. Their average height remained the same at about 5 feet 9 inches. The average woman, meanwhile, expanded, and I use that term loosely, from 152 pounds to 169 pounds, while her height remained steady at just under 5 feet 4 inches. The article goes on to list what the causes might be, and then concludes that we, as a nation, are consuming more calories than we burn. Maintaining a healthy weight is not rocket science. One has to eat less and move more. The P in Temple stands for prepare your mind. As I am writing this, our country is 7 months into a pandemic. Over 200,000 Americans have died. Our lives have changed drastically, and we have a very important election before us. Unrest is high, and our nation is very divided. If you focus on what the media is reporting, all the news is very bleak. It seems that the networks are in a contest to see who can give the most depressing news. Who wants to be exposed to all the negativity that is being reported? As you know from a previous chapter, I watch neither the news nor what network TV. This enables me to stay focused on the positive. I want to only put positivity in my mind and speak in a positive way about myself and others. Really studying God's Word is the best way to feed your mind. This quote from the Apostle Paul remains a terrific way to prepare your mind to be a temple for the Lord, quoting from his letter to the Philippians 4:8. Finally, my brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. If this were what we truly focused on, our minds would be a temple for the Lord. The L in Temple. Leave time for rest. In the story of creation in the book of Genesis, it tells us that the Lord of the universe completed his work and rested. If after creating the earth, God took time to rest, why is it that I struggle so much with resting? As previously stated, this is really a tough one for me. I'm a high energy person who is very restless. I would rather be doing than resting. I have struggled with resting for most of my life. Even though I know I need it, I would rather not do it. A few years ago, I had a big wake-up call when I fell asleep at the wheel and drove into a huge bush in my neighborhood. I had just turned around a corner, so thank heavens I was going very slow. My 3-year-old grandson was asleep in the car seat in the back. I woke up surrounded by bush in the front window. Talk about a scare! No one was hurt, but that bush did $13,000 worth of damage to my car. That called for a huge adjustment in my life. Now I'm very careful about when I drive, and I try to get more rest, and if needed, give myself a power nap during the day. I had all sorts of tests to see if anything was wrong. Nothing was found. I go so hard all day long. I think my body so longs for rest that when I sit, I just fall asleep. Friends tell stories of me sleeping through all sorts of things that I really did not want to miss. Now I try to take a bit of time every day just to rest. And finally, the E in temple, exercise. It does not matter what you do for exercise. Do something you like, find a way to measure it, and find someone with whom to do it. Over the years, I've had several running partners, and I still have 2 friends with whom I love to run. Training for my first marathon, I had a close friend who showed up on my doorstep every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. She had to show up, and I had to be ready. We depended on each other. We ran that first marathon together and then 2 more. It was our dream to cross the finish line at the original marathon in Athens, Greece, and we did that. Even though I mostly run solo these days, I still sign up for a race to keep me focused and always having the next goal. Treat your body as a temple and remember this acronym, T-E-M-P-L-E, temple. We're all a work in progress and want to be progressing toward good health all the time. It is well to remember, good health is not a destination, but a series of small steps taken over a period of time. Jackie Phillips.